Good afternoon. O ye of little faith. Several times we talked about the fact that our Lord said this to his disciples. And one of those occasions was because of private danger. Peter put himself in a situation where he thought that he was in peril. He was in peril, and he saw the winds and he saw the sea, and he began to cry out. And Jesus had told him that it was him. And after identifying the master, there was no reason for him to doubt or fluctuate. There was no reason for him to fear. And yet he did so because he saw the danger. And he didn't realize that the danger was his lack of faith. And so it is with us that if we lack faith, that's the situation that puts us in danger. But let's look at another case. O ye of little faith, because of public storms. Notice with me Matthew chapter 8. And notice Jesus' words to his disciples on this occasion. Matthew chapter 8, verse number 26, we find this statement from Jesus where he says, O ye of little faith. But let's go back to verse number 23 and get the context.
And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm.
Read on through the rest of that here.
But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?
So on this occasion, why then the rebuke of their little faith? The reason their faith is rebuked on this occasion is because they should have understood that they were all right because of Jesus' presence. The fact that Jesus was present with them meant they were safe, and they should have understood that. But you might think, well, Jesus was maybe a little grumpy because they awakened him out of his sleep. But that's not the case. Jesus did not chide with them for disturbing him with their prayers for salvation. He chided them for disturbing themselves with their fears. And so you notice that the Lord often tells his disciples to fear not, to fear not, to fear not. And it's good for us to understand that because we all have to deal with our various storms of life. When you consider Jesus' conclusion of his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7, 24 through verse number 27, Jesus says, Therefore, whoso heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house upon a rock. And when the winds came, when the rains descended and the floods came and the wind blew and beat upon that house, it fell not because it was founded upon the rock. And so Jesus says in this narrative that the wise and the unwise will have to endure the storms. And so that tells us that every one of us are going to have to deal with the storms of life. And there are different kinds of storms. We might categorize some storms as common storms, the kind that's mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 13. Where the Bible says there had no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to suffer those temptations above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that ye may be able to bear it. And so we think about those common storms, those are storms that you don't have to do anything. You don't have to be doing anything wrong. You don't have to be in the wrong situation or the wrong place at the wrong time for these storms to find you. They're just common storms. They're the common lot of all men. Everyone is going to have to go through these kinds of storms. They're common. James would even say, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations or various types of trials and storms. You know, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. So God can utilize these common storms to build and increase our faith. And so James certainly says that if we lack wisdom concerning this matter, he said, ask God. He gives all men liberally and it shall be given him, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. He that wavers like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. So that man should not believe that he's going to receive anything of the Lord if he's double-minded or he's fluctuating the same as Jesus said to Peter and those disciples earlier. So now we got those common storms, and we know we have to deal with that. In every life, a little rain must fall. We understand all of those kinds of sayings. But then there are outward storms that we have to deal with. And these are the storms that come to you in life because of other people. You and I also have had to deal with these kinds of storms. Other people will bring storms into your life. They will do certain things and it will create some stuff for you. They will do certain things and it will create misery for you. On and on and on, other people will bring storms in your life. Matthew chapter 18 and verse number 7. Woe unto the world because of offenses. For it must needs be that offenses must come, but woe to the man by whom the offenses cometh. There are people who are good about bringing pain into the lives of others. Now, no man should look for a day when there will be no offenses, but every man must look to the situation from himself or from his own standpoint and say that he don't want to be the one who causes them. And so we're going to have to deal with offenses. They're necessary. They're going to happen, and people are going to offend. However, we want to make sure that we're not the one who is the cause of the offenses. There are outward storms that come to you, sometimes through our children, sometimes through other people. They bring those storms in our life, and we have to deal with them. And then there are inward storms. These are the ones that come into your life because of you. These are the ones that come into our lives because of decisions that we have to make and choices that we have made. And sometimes those poor choices come back to bite us. And sometimes those things create for us some internal struggles and some internal storms. And thanks be to God that the book of the Bible is here to help us, to encourage us. Because everyone can look in their life and say, I made a bad decision there, or I made the wrong choice there, or I did the wrong thing in that situation. However, the thing is that sometimes we have to deal with those things internally, but there's a God in heaven who wrote a book to tell us that there's hope, that there's help, that there is someone who will help you through those storms, who will build you up and build your faith through those situations. Thank God that we can look to Christ and we can look to God and we can say, save us, help us. That's what Peter did when he sank. He reached up and he said, Lord, save me. And the Lord didn't say, no, you shouldn't have doubted me. Just drown. Now the Lord reached down and picked him up and pulled him up on the water and saved him. And then he got on him a little bit for his faith or his lack thereof. And I'm thankful today that we have the word of God and we have Christ, so that when you make those mistakes, you have someone you can say, Lord, save me. Lord, forgive me. And thanks be to God that God is more forgiving than man ever will be. There's a reason why David said, you know what? When God gave him a choice to fall before his enemies or to run from his enemies, or he can fall into the hands of the Lord, David said, let me fall into the hands of the Lord. Now, it was pretty severe, but he said, let me fall into the hands of the Lord and not unto men, because he knew men would destroy him. God would chastise him. And so those inward storms are storms that comes to us sometimes because of choices. That can create health storms, family storms, financial storms, and sometimes because of our decisions that we have made, that we create some of these storms in our lives and they become internal storms. And so there are all kinds of storms, but here's the point. No matter what storms you are facing, the power of God is in Christ. Amen. The power of God is in Christ. Now watch why they got rebuked for their lack of faith. They are reproved because they didn't recognize this fact. They still didn't recognize that the power of God was in Christ. What's the question they asked at the end? They said, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey his voice? You still don't know what manner of man this is? After how long Jesus had been with them and what they had witnessed, they are still asking this question? Look to Psalm chapter 89. Let me show you what manner of man this was. Psalm 89. And look at verse number 8 and 9 and listen to this. Psalm 89 and verse number 8 and 9. And not only that they have to realize it, you and I have to realize what manner of man this is. Notice what the Bible says.
O Lord God of hosts.
Now, Now wait, O Lord God of hosts, which means he controls all the hosts, all the armies, and everything is at his disposal. Whether it's animate or inanimate creation, he controls it all. There's nothing in heaven and earth that is not under the power and control of God. So, O Lord of hosts, come on, read.
Who is a strong Lord? Like unto thee.
Who is a strong Lord like unto thee? No one. Come on.
Or to thy faithfulness round about thee.
Watch this.
Thou rulest the raging of the sea.
When the waves
thereof arise, thou stillest them.
When the waves arise, he says, thou stillest them. Well, let me ask you a question. Who is that power attributed to? Who is that power attributed to? The Lord of hosts. Who is the Lord of hosts? It's Jehovah. Jehovah, the Bible says that there are plenty of scriptures throughout the Testament, throughout the Old Testament, that says Jehovah God controls the sea and he controls the wind. He can actually tell the sea, stay here and don't go any further. They can rage and they can rise, and he can tell them to sit down and he'll still. Now, that power is attributed to Jehovah God of the Old Testament. When Jesus rises out of that, in that boat and says, peace, be still, and the winds and the sea came to a calm, they looked at Jesus and said, what manner of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey his voice? I tell you what manner of man he is. He is the same manner of man that's in the Old Testament called Jehovah, that has the power to control the winds and the sea, and he put it on display at that very moment so that you should never have to ask again, what manner of man is this? He is the God man, and there's no man like him. It shows his omnipotent power to be able to control the winds and the sea. And if Jesus can control the winds and the sea, he can control every storm in our lives. So that he should never have to say to us, O ye of little faith. I'm done. That's it. That's all I want to say. If you're here, y'all are still surprised that these are so fast, aren't you? Still shocked. You don't know what to do with all that time for lunch. And now you don't know what to do with all this time this afternoon, but I'm done. You don't ever want to be said, oh, you have little faith. And my friends, it takes faith to come to God. So you're going to have a level of faith to even come. You're going to have to believe in that Jesus who loved you enough to die for you. You got to believe that he did that. You're going to have to repent of your sins and send him to the cross. Because of your sins and my sins, he went. We weren't perfect. We made a lot of mistakes. We were sinful, wicked, all those things. And Jesus came and died for us, took our place because we were under a death sentence so that you and I would not have to suffer death. And then he died for us and he said, we got to repent. We got to say we're sorry. We got to feel that. We got to move toward a new life. Confessing him with the mouth of salvation and then being baptized, added to his body so that we can be a part of him. There's going to be mistakes made. You're going to have to grow. You're going to fall and falter. But the good thing is, the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, continues to cleanse us with all unrighteousness, from all unrighteousness, and we keep on saying, Lord, I'm sorry, Lord, forgive me. Lord, pick me back up. Lord, help me. And we keep on saying that, and our faith gets stronger in him, and we just keep on going that way until we go to glory. Now, that's what you have an opportunity to be a part of if you come to Jesus this very night. So we'll give you that opportunity. You know what to do. All you have to do is get out of your seat and do it, but it takes faith to move. So do you have faith? Or the Lord say to you, like he said to his disciples who have followed him for so long, O ye of little faith. If you got enough faith to come forward, then we invite you to do so as we stand and sing the invitation song.
Seek ye first the kingdom of